You will hear an artist called Lucas Royal, who makes pictures in glass, talking about his life and work. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Hello, my name's Lucas Royal and I'm a glass artist. Essentially, I make pictures in glass, often very large ones. I must say that it wasn't the career my parents had hoped I'd follow. According to them, a much more suitable thing to do was to work as a mechanic. My father was a farmer and he thought I should do something conventional, even if I didn't follow in his footsteps. I've always been artistic, though, and loved drawing in particular. I'd never thought of working with glass until one day I saw a beautiful glass window and knew that I wanted to make that sort of thing too. We were driving to a new shopping centre in town, and the window was in a conference centre we passed. I'll never forget that moment. I wouldn't have gone to art school, though, unless I'd been encouraged to do so. My older brother and cousin used to tease me a bit when I preferred painting to climbing trees, but my sister was kinder. She said I was so good at art that I should definitely study it, and that gave me the confidence to apply. I was lucky enough to find a job while I was still at art school. There was a furniture shop nearby, and I went in and told them I was specialising as a glass artist. I offered to produce some lamps for them, because they sold designer furniture like tables and sofas. What I made sold well, and the shop's owner was delighted, so that turned out to be very successful. By the time I graduated from art school, I'd managed to save up a bit of money so I could get all of the equipment I needed. I rented a small studio and started my life as an independent artist. It was a bit scary, because it can be hard work to make a living as an artist, but it was also a very exciting time. I took part in various exhibitions with other artists, and one day, at an exhibition in a small gallery, a few pieces of mine were sold to a well-known sportsman. He showed them to some of his famous friends, a dancer, for example, and a designer. They then started dropping into my studio to see how I worked, which I thought was amazing. Reviews are very important for an artist, I think, and another boost to my career came when an arts reviewer said a lot of complimentary things about my work in the magazine he wrote for. After that, loads more people visited my website, and I was even interviewed for a national newspaper. I began to concentrate on one particular thing, though for the first few years my subject matter had been broad – people, animals, still lives, you name it. I decided that landscapes were really my thing, and I've mostly stuck to those ever since. I've designed windows for hotels and restaurants over the years, and recently I've been designing windows for factories. I've done one for a tractor factory. This time the one I'm working on is for one belonging to a truck manufacturer. I like the idea that people can look at my art while they're at work. I do work a lot, especially when I'm trying to complete a commission, but of course I have time off too. A lot of my friends are into hill walking. I'm not so keen on that and prefer cycling, which a bunch of us often do at the weekend. I used to go jogging with a couple of neighbours, but I've given that up because I don't have that much time, unfortunately. I wouldn't change anything about my life, though. I love what I do.
Now you will hear part two again.
Hello, my name's Lucas Royal and I'm a glass artist. Essentially, I make pictures in glass, often very large ones. I must say that it wasn't the career my parents had hoped I'd follow. According to them, a much more suitable thing to do was to work as a mechanic. My father was a farmer and he thought I should do something conventional, even if I didn't follow in his footsteps. I've always been artistic, though, and loved drawing in particular. I'd never thought of working with glass until one day I saw a beautiful glass window and knew that I wanted to make that sort of thing too. We were driving to a new shopping centre in town, and the window was in a conference centre we passed. I'll never forget that moment. I wouldn't have gone to art school, though, unless I'd been encouraged to do so. My older brother and cousin used to tease me a bit when I preferred painting to climbing trees, but my sister was kinder. She said I was so good at art that I should definitely study it, and that gave me the confidence to apply. I was lucky enough to find a job while I was still at art school. There was a furniture shop nearby, and I went in and told them I was specialising as a glass artist. I offered to produce some lamps for them, because they sold designer furniture like tables and sofas. What I made sold well, and the shop's owner was delighted, so that turned out to be very successful. By the time I graduated from art school, I'd managed to save up a bit of money so I could get all of the equipment I needed. I rented a small studio and started my life as an independent artist. It was a bit scary, because it can be hard work to make a living as an artist, but it was also a very exciting time. I took part in various exhibitions with other artists, and one day, at an exhibition in a small gallery, a few pieces of mine were sold to a well-known sportsman. He showed them to some of his famous friends, a dancer, for example, and a designer. They then started dropping into my studio to see how I worked, which I thought was amazing. Reviews are very important for an artist, I think, and another boost to my career came when an arts reviewer said a lot of complimentary things about my work in the magazine he wrote for. After that, loads more people visited my website, and I was even interviewed for a national newspaper. I began to concentrate on one particular thing, though for the first few years my subject matter had been broad. People, animals, still lives, you name it. I decided that landscapes were really my thing, and I've mostly stuck to those ever since. I've designed windows for hotels and restaurants over the years, and recently I've been designing windows for factories. I've done one for a tractor factory. This time the one I'm working on is for one belonging to a truck manufacturer. I like the idea that people can look at my art while they're at work. I do work a lot, especially when I'm trying to complete a commission, but of course I have time off too. A lot of my friends are into hill walking. I'm not so keen on that and prefer cycling, which a bunch of us often do at the weekend. I used to go jogging with a couple of neighbours, but I've given that up because I don't have that much time, unfortunately. I wouldn't change anything about my life, though. I love what I do.
That is the end of part 2.